Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Balance Boss podcast. I am your host, Lauren Zoller, and today's guests are a very special team of guys. Today, I have Vic, Sammy, and Moody from the Gratitude Lifestyle talking all about why gratitude is so important in your life. They first crossed paths while studying at Brunel University, and little did they know that back then, one day, they would be where they are now, sharing their journey and reaching as many people as possible to help them implement gratitude into their daily lives. By applying gratitude, they believe that we live lives of happiness, contentment, and abundance, which is why they are so passionate about spreading the knowledge of implementing gratitude into your life. They are here to inspire, motivate, and teach you that although life can be cruel and hard, each day provides you with the infinite reasons to be grateful and happy. Everyone has the right to be happy, and the guys want to help shift your mindset in the right direction to understand that you are the master of your own circumstances. And by seeing the world through the eyes of gratitude, you can begin seeing opportunities around you that will open up instead of the difficulties that are holding you back. They believe that life is a gift and that everyone has the power to manifest a life full of abundance and experience a world full of blessings. They're going to be talking all about how you can begin to implement a daily gratitude practice into your own life. This is the first time that I have had a team of guys on the show, and I'm so excited to share their energy with all of you. Without further ado, let's jump right in.
Welcome to the Balanced Boss Podcast, where we discuss how to live abundantly in all areas of your life. Here is your host and work-life balance coach, Lauren Zoller.
Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey.
I'm so excited to have you guys here. For everyone that's listening, I had the honor to be able to be interviewed by this beautiful team of men that we're going to talk to today on their podcast just a few months ago. And so I'm excited to have you guys on today to talk about gratitude, but we're going to start with an intention setting, because I always start the Balance Boss podcast with an intention setting, which I know that you guys know everything about. So I'm going to have either one of you or all three of you, you can choose, set an intention for how you want the listeners to feel as they listen to us chat today.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Moody, you want to take this one?
Well, I think it's pretty safe to say that we all want people to feel grateful after listening to this, and to really just pause and think of all the blessings and wonderful things they've got in their life.
So beautiful. Yes. And I know that was kind of the base and the foreground of how you guys came together. So can you all tell us your story? How did the three of you come together in this beautiful union to create a space for gratitude to be possible for people?
Oh, yeah. Well, kind of started at the time. I was going through a bit of a hard time with my family and my relationship at the time, and I was maintaining a gratitude journal, and it was working wonders. And I just thought it would be good to have an idea about creating like a gratitude pen in order to maintain a gratitude journal, because at the time a lot of the gratitude journals were very plain and just like didn't have much written inside them. So I spoke to Moody, and I spoke to Vic, because Vic at the time as well was going through a hard time with his brother and losing his brother, and he was also maintaining a journal. And we just come together as a team and was like, let's do this, man. Let's create a pen and a pad, and let's share it with the world. Let's create the world's first gratitude pen and put that together with a pad, an all-inclusive pad on how to use it and how to maintain a journal with inspiration and motivation. And each of us have like a strong part to play in a developing gratitude lifestyle and our tools of gratitude. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we were just so lucky enough to have all met back in university so many years ago. And it's just crazy to think how everything's kind of unraveled and how time's moved on. And, you know, we all studied different things in uni. I was a designer. Sammy, he did English. Vic did business. And just the fact that all of those kind of linked in towards our lives moving forward. It was crazy.
That's awesome. That's amazing. And what I love about what you guys have done is that you've taken gratitude and you've made it accessible to everyone, which I feel like people talk about having gratitude practice, but they don't necessarily know what that means. So what you guys have created has made it so accessible for people that maybe are interested in getting into a gratitude practice, but they don't know where to start now that they have an actual tool that they can use to help facilitate that. So can you guys talk a little bit about the term gratitude? I mean, I know that, you know, we say that we're grateful and you can express that in an outward fashion, but actually adopting a gratitude practice is very different than just saying, oh, I'm grateful for this and I'm grateful for that. So what are some of the ways that we can go beyond the words that we say to someone in creating an actual gratitude practice on a day-to-day basis?
I'll take this one quick, and then Sammy, you can obviously add on to it. But I think we should take a step back, really, and especially for the men in the world, because I think a lot of men have been in a position to be brought up that sort of have that manly sort of about manly person about them, and not sharing your emotions and your feelings and so on and so forth. So I think it's a bit more difficult for men. And I think for us three to be combined and working on this gratitude project is quite key in terms of how we've come about it. So for example, for me, I experienced it first with obviously The Secret back in uni, but it came more prominent when I lost my brother. And I was in a very dark place, and Sammy and Moody said to me, look, you need to start being grateful for the things you've got. Appreciate life, because obviously with my brother passing away so soon, life is very, very short. And I learned that at a very early age. So for me, I was just obviously asked what should I do? And it was about just taking it back to basics and appreciating the things you've got in life. So I started writing down just basic things. It's not, you don't have to write a list of things or go too complex. It's really bringing it back to basics. Like, you're grateful for the water that comes through the tap, for example, or you're grateful for the trees that are in your back garden, or family and friends that are around you. And then slowly and slowly you'll start appreciating even more things once you start opening up your mind on that, I think.
So
Sammy, I don't know if you wanted to.
It's one thing like feeling grateful, like being grateful for things, but it's another thing actually putting it in writing. So that's why when I was maintaining a gratitude journal, I was so excited, because 1 week went past, 2 weeks went past, and then the more you write things you're grateful for, what happens is as you go on throughout your day, you're kind of looking for more things to write in your journal, because once you get past the basics, you have to look deeper. So from actually writing, it enables you to look for more things you're grateful for throughout the day, you know? So it kind of changes your mindset and your frequency, which is why we were so passionate about creating a pad which actually explained all of this and explained how to maintain a journal and had motivation throughout it and inspiration throughout it, and something, you know, we can just give to a family or a friend and just be like, there you go, take that, and it's got everything in there that you need to start. Because same with me, like, I read books like The Secret, I read books like The Magic, and all these books explain about gratitude and the power of gratitude and how expressing gratitude and writing gratitude is so powerful, but the actual gratitude journals out there don't have this information in them. So I think it's very important to write what you're grateful for, and also, you know, it can go deeper, you know, write the reasons why you're grateful, you know, let others know why you're grateful for them. Also, like, giving, you know, giving others the opportunity to feel gratitude. You know, there's a special power in giving.
It's so important. Yeah, I was just going to say, it's so important just to, you know, beyond words, to reach out to people and let them know, you know, tell them that you're grateful for them. It doesn't have to be something that's recent. You know, you can thank someone for a piece of advice that they gave you a year ago that, you know, somewhere down the line that it changed your situation or it changed your response and that opened up a door. You know, just reaching out and just, you know, we're all alive today in this moment, so we can't take for granted opportunities to let people know. And, you know, like Sammy was saying, the volunteering aspect and giving back, you want to give other people that feeling of gratitude. You want to give them reasons to be grateful. Just as an example, actually, Lauren, how do you feel when someone gives you a gift?
I feel appreciated and loved and seen.
How do you feel when you give someone else a gift?
I feel grateful that I have someone that I can give a gift to.
Exactly. And that's just the way that the brain's wired. So it's the same chemical release, that same click in your brain, the same button is pushed when you're grateful for something, like when you give a gift and when you receive it. It doesn't differentiate between the two. It's the same chemical release. So scientifically, it's just as beneficial to give someone that feeling as to receive it.
I love that so much. And I think what's so powerful about a gratitude practice, which I know that you all three of you just touched on, is that it's, and what's powerful about writing it down, I think, is that it's one thing to say, oh, I'm grateful for the trees, or I'm grateful for the water that comes out of my tap. But if you, there's something about writing it down on paper that solidifies the way that it makes you feel, right? It's that emotion that's attached to what you're grateful for, which I think sometimes I know that there's a lot of people out there that are not careful with their words. So it's been, you know, we can often run into people who will say that they're grateful for something, but have you really looked at the way that something makes you feel? And I think that when you write that down as a gratitude practice, that it seals that in for you. So you can really tap into what that emotion is. Would you guys agree with that?
100%, 100%.
Absolutely.
So powerful. Such a powerful.
You've got to feel that feeling that you can have inside. And even like when you're writing, you get into your own little zone, right? And you can vision. So if you was grateful for walking in the park, even though you walked in the park, say 5-6 hours ago, you can vision yourself there and put yourself there. And it just, yeah, I think you can create pictures and visions in your mind. And yeah, definitely powerful when you're feeling it as well as just thinking it.
Yeah.
And you can meditate on gratitude as well, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. There's loads of meditations out there, guided or just sitting there feeling grateful, running through, like before I go to bed, before I go to sleep, I like to run through in my mind, not only through writing, but also in my mind, like how my day went and, you know, things that I'm grateful for in the day and, you know, things I'm going to be grateful for tomorrow. And it's a powerful thing, you know. Gratitude is really like a superpower.
Yeah, it definitely is.
When you write it down, it takes it from just a thought, just something going into your head, putting the pen to paper, makes it physical. So it becomes real. And it just enhances that feeling.
Right. Yeah. Well, and something that's, and I'm interested to hear all of your take on this, but something that I recently bumped into with, I was in conversation with someone about 3 or 4 weeks ago, is that there was an argument that gratitude is blind optimism. Like it's our way of, which I laughed out loud to myself. It's our way of, I tried not to laugh at the person. of putting kind of a butterfly and unicorn look at the harsh realities of life. And so my argument to that was, even in the harsh realities of life, right? Like let's take COVID, for instance, that we're in right now. It's a really easy to look at that situation and look at all of the negative things that it brings to the table. But what gratitude does so beautifully is it allows you to take even the harsh realities of life and look at, okay, what is this teaching me? What am I grateful for in this moment that these harsh realities are teaching me? So then everything becomes a gratitude moment. So how do you all feel about that? Like, how would you address someone if you were in my situation and you had that come up? Like, what would be your argument there?
Yeah, I kind of get where they're coming from, in the sense of people can kind of walk around extremely positively, like with kind of living in a bubble or their heads in a cloud, and inside they're kind of crumbling in a sense. But I believe that like setbacks in life and losses, and that's just life, you know. You can't really be blind to these things in life, but you can use gratitude as a tool to like embrace them, and as a tool to get through them. And, you know, like many things that have happened to me in my life, like setbacks and losses, like when I, in the moment, I use gratitude to get through them. And in the future, I always look back at them and see why they had to happen for me to be in the position I am in now. So I think it's important to not put a blinker over like life, you know, because life is hard. In life there are setbacks, in life there are obstacles, but it's how you deal with them on a daily basis and how you can get through them, you know, rather than just being blind to them.
It's especially easy to like think of being grateful and just instantly associate it to positive situations and only the good times. But you know, the reality is that we have to be grateful for the tough times, the harsh reality.
There's no learning, is there? You're not learning from mistakes that you've made.
Yeah, the situations that shape us into what we are in today, that, you know, the person that you are like in this moment in time. So we learn from our mistakes. Failure is our biggest teacher, and we just got to embrace those setbacks. So you have to be grateful for all of those situations, good or bad.
100%.
Like, there might be times where during the time when it happens, there will be some anger and like regret maybe, and upset. But that's fine as well. Like, no one's saying for you not to be angry. Like, that's an emotion that humans go through, and like being upset and being angry with the world sometimes. But there will come a day where actually, do you know what? That happened for a reason. We all believe that everything happens for a reason, and you just got to sort of take what you can, learn from what's happened in your life and the experiences you've gone through. But overall, be grateful. There's so many things that are happening in people's lives, and people can still come out of it and still be grateful and have a smile on their face. So I don't know, being blind to or optimism, or however you put it, I don't know. I think that's a bit.
Like the harsh reality of life.
The harsh reality, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That is life.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, when harsh realities happen, like there is that moment of acknowledging that it's a harsh reality. But the real question is, are you going to stay there, or are you going to choose to shift, right? Are you going to choose to find gratitude? Because at the end of the day, you are responsible for your emotions and the way you feel and the way that you look at every situation in your life. So I think there's, to have blind optimism and to not acknowledge a harsh situation for being a harsh situation is one thing, but the real question comes in is, how do you, you know, what do you choose to do with that? Do you choose to stay there in all of those negative feelings, or do you choose to shift? And there's power in feeling those negative feelings too, right? Like, for instance, when you have a loved one pass away, we're not talking about, you know, saying, oh, they passed away and now I'm going to find gratitude for why they were here. Like, you have to feel sadness. You have to feel the pain around that. Yeah. But you also have the choice to choose to see what's the gratitude moment here, and how can I shift into a new state of being eventually down the road.
And it's not a quick fix. It's not going to be like literally of a click of a finger. We understand that. Like, for example, when my brother did pass away, he went through 2 years of treatments, and he had a very rare cancer and so on and so forth. And during that process, there was always hope that he will make it through, et cetera, et cetera. And then when he did pass away, I was going 100 miles an hour doing loads of different things. And it was only like 6 months down the line when he passed away that I actually took a step back and thought, like, I'm doing too much here and I need to take a step back and I need to relax and I need to appreciate everything that's going on. And so we're not saying it's going to happen straight away, and it can take a few months, years even sometimes too. But the quicker you can understand that life is too short, the quicker you can enjoy your life and move on from. So obviously the pain will never go away. I'm not saying that, like, and you'll always have that upset that they're not with you. But at the same time, you've got to understand that you're not going to be here tomorrow or the day after. Like, no one, everyone passes away. We just don't know when. So just enjoy while we're here, right? So,
yeah.
And also, like, I've had loved ones, close family members pass away when I was very young, and I took it very harsh, and it was very hard grieving. But as I got older and learned about gratitude, and recently lost my nan, and you can grieve in ways where you're grateful for that person, like you're grateful for the relationship you had. Like, grieving is healthy. You need to grieve to release it. It's a healthy thing, but also how you grieve, you know? Think about the good times, think about the grateful times. Like, now when I think of my nan or everyone that's passed away, for me, I think about the good times I had, the good memories, the things they've taught me, grieve with gratitude. Grieve with gratitude.
Yeah, that's powerful. It's definitely powerful. Like, you could spiral out and go into like a very dark place when you're grieving.
Right.
Or you could grieve in a nice way where you're with loved ones and you're sharing happy moments. Yeah, like if you spiral out of control, you could go out and just drink your way through your grievance, and that's not going to do you any good, right? Whereas you could share time with loved ones, watch videos back and pictures, and put your mindset in a calm and comfortable place when someone's passed away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think that there's even power in, you know, not even just when you lose someone, but when something happens. I mean, I know personally, like, I just went through a really rough couple weeks on a personal, you know, with personal relationships, with friendships. And it would have been very easy for me to spiral and to take myself out. But instead, I went and I found gratitude through friends. Like, I surrounded myself with friends and we talked about the thing, even though that these unfortunate things had happened in my own personal life. Now, I didn't lose someone, but still to just be in that space of gratitude with people that can uplift you, I think is powerful, you know, whether you have lost someone or if you're just going through something difficult in life.
Yeah, totally.
It just helps build that personal resilience as well.
Yeah, for sure. So guys, the name of this podcast, this is my favorite question, is The Balanced Boss, which I know that all of you practice on a regular basis, but I'm interested in knowing, because I ask this question all the time and it's always different, what practices are non-negotiable self-care items for you guys so that you balance work with life? Like, what do you guys do on a daily basis or on a monthly, weekly, yearly that keep you in that space of balance both at work and at home?
So for me, where I'm a tattoo artist, and you know, a lot of people want to message me and send me designs and talk to me and things like that, I have to have boundaries. So I know that after a certain time, shop is closed, you know, and now it's my time to you know, read, meditate, watch videos I like to watch, you know, and get back to these people in my own time the next day, you know. I think it's about being able to cut off from work and having healthy boundaries in place where you got time for yourself and time to do things like I said, read, meditate, spend time with family. Because before, I would just always be on my phone, messaging people, replying to Instagram, replying to WhatsApp, and it takes over your life. And you know, there's no work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you put boundaries in place and you say, right, after this time, I'm done, or in between these hours, I'll get back to people or things like that, for me personally, it's good because it's more self-love, you know, for myself.
Yeah, you need
to know if
that need that cut-off point, don't you? Just to say, all right, that certain time to hit, work mode off, personal time kicking in. And yeah, I mean, personally for me, I always allow time for myself in terms of I enjoy art, so I'll go and draw some mandalas, I'll spend some time, and while I'm doing it, it's quite a healing process. So I get to think about things, I get to think about how the day's gone, I get to mentally prepare myself for like the following week, and then also just setting time for the family and friends as well. It's important that you give them some time.
Yeah, for sure. What about meditation practice for you guys? Is there a strong meditation practice or a spiritual practice? I know that, and I would hope that part of the gratitude pen and the gratitude journal are also a part of your work-life balance, self-care, non-negotiable times. But anything in regards to spirituality or meditation?
Me, so I don't have like a set time where I lock off, because with my job, I'm sort of 24/7. I'm always sort of working to a certain degree, but I put pockets of time throughout the day. So in the morning, for example, I've had a newborn boy, he's coming up to 10 months now. So I've purposely taken time where I will take the morning shift and I'll sort of feed him, and that's my sort of, in a way, like meditative time, because I'm spending time with my boy. And then I'll take him for a walk and we'll go down the park and enjoy the nature. As strange as it might sound, but I don't speak to nature and stuff, but I try and connect with nature, like with the trees that are in back there. We've got some really, really big trees where we are, even in the back garden. I sort of like, I don't know, it's not a full conversation, but I appreciate them being there, or the trees being there in a way, and nature being there. So I try and take a lot of nature in, well, as much as I can. I don't know if that sounds strange to you guys, but for me,
you're a complete psycho, mate.
Yeah, literally.
I don't think so. I do the same thing, so we can be psychos together.
There we go.
I mean,
sit back and on the journey.
No, I was just going to say, on the journaling side of things, I like to do it like first thing in the morning. That's my time to do it.
Yeah,
and then just kind of set you in a nice mood for the rest of the day.
Mm.
And then that's something which I'm not so good at, which I should probably be better at. It's always good to read it back at night. So just before you go to bed, just read over what you were thinking about in the morning. It's nice.
Ooh, I love that.
Little reflection.
Yeah, that's great.
Another thing I've done.
Spirituality and meditation. Like, meditation is a huge part of my life. Like, even before this podcast, I meditated for like 20 minutes. I was because I was thinking about the podcast, and I could feel myself getting a bit like anxious, and I was like, oh, chill, just meditate. And then I go on YouTube, I might find like a 20 minute focus meditation, put my headphones on, chill out for 20 minutes, focus on the breathing, and straight away after, you know, my mind's focused, like my mind's clear, and my anxiety drops. Like, I'm more in the present moment, you know, my mind's clearer, I can make notes, I can be more focused. So meditation is definitely a big part of my spiritual practices. You can go and let there's apps on like Headspace, and there's loads of meditations on YouTube, and even just closing your eyes sometimes and just focusing on your breathing, it's changed my life immensely.
Yeah, I think meditation is so important in all aspects of life, regardless of, you know, what it is that you're going through. Adopting some sort of a practice there to help you stay centered is definitely vital. So what's next for you guys? I know that you guys kind of have a lot in the works, and you're a lot like me, where you're juggling 8,000 different things all at one time. So what's next for you guys?
It's very exciting times ahead. So we've got the Gratitude Pad second edition coming out soon. So we're down to our last few copies of the first edition. Once they're gone, they're gone. We are launching that sort of hopefully before Christmas. We've got a couple of podcasts coming up soon as well. So we've only just started our podcast show, Gratitude Lifestyle Podcast, and we've got another couple of episodes coming out in the next week. We've got a gratitude project that we're working on. Can't give away too much right now, but we've definitely got a big project lined up. So obviously 10% of all our profits go towards these projects. So, you know, big things coming.
And it's exciting because we've actually been published by Hay House.
Yay! Yes.
Yeah, so it's kind of like... it's kind of like a big deal to us because we kind of look up to Hay House and a lot of their publications and their authors, so, and what they put out. So being published through them guys is like quite a good achievement for us. So we're excited.
Oh, I love it. We love Hay House over here. We've had a lot of Hay House authors on the Balance Boss podcast. So you guys just joined the team.
Awesome.
Hey.
Yay. So where can everybody find you? Because I know that they are going to want to follow you and get their hands on a gratitude pad, a gratitude pen. So where can they find you and where can they order whatever it is that they want for themselves?
So you can order online on www.gratitudelifestyle.co.uk and you can get in touch with us on Insta. So give us a follow at gratitude_pen. We've got links to all the products on there as well and the website. And of course, on YouTube, you can check out our channel and follow, like, subscribe, all of those good things to the Gratitude Lifestyle podcast. So, yeah.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for showing up and sharing your heart today. It was so good to connect with the three of you again. And I will make sure that we put all of your information in the show notes below so that people can go and get themselves a gratitude pad and follow you on Instagram. Hopefully, once the new pad is released, we can have you guys on the show again soon. So thank you all so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's been amazing. We enjoyed it. It was actually our first interview for ourselves.
Yay!
So thank you so much.
We made it.
We hit the jackpot.
I love it.
Yay!
I love that it happened on the Balance Boss. I feel like this is so exciting. It's like a first.
It was meant to be.
I loved it.